Good evening, Europe!
Hello and welcome to this special edition of the Eurovision Showcase with yours truly, Kieran Arytutjat. Now, if you want to get in contact with the show and divulge your opinions about the first semi-final of the Eurovision Song Contest 2022 from Turin, Italia, or Torino, Italia, I should actually say, then please do head over to our website where you can find our links to Twitter, Facebook, and send us an email. So, go to www.escshowcase.com. Alrighty ho. So, we are in Iceland. We're in the east of Iceland. And I have two very special hosts, co-hosts with me, shall I say. So, first of all, I would like you to introduce you to my husband, Rob, who's on every single Eurovision Showcase, usually doing his random requests. Isn't that right, Roberto?
It is indeed. Hello, everyone.
And how is everything with you here in the east of Iceland?
Cold.
And it actually is snowing outside. Yeah. Well, it's like snow slash rain slash wind, which is great and probably not too unfamiliar here. Isn't that right? Drifa Alansdottir.
Yes, got cold.
You're cold.
It's so lovely to have you here, Drifa. And Drifa is being absolutely amazing to myself and Rob. She is treating us to a grand tour around Iceland. And thank you very much for doing this, Drifa, for us. And have you been enjoying our company, dare I say it?
Oh, yes, I love it. I'm so happy that you let me be a part of your trip.
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have it any other way.
Now, remind us how you pronounce the town we're currently staying in.
Egilsstaðir.
Oh, isn't that the Egilsstaðir?
Egilsstaðir.
Oh, Egilsstaðir. It's all about the tongue, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And the th. Yeah. I'm trying my best, aren't I?
I loosely say town. In the UK, it would be considered a village.
That is true.
Yeah. But this is the biggest one in this area. Yeah.
And technically, your hometown-ish, just close to your sort of like a home village.
Yes, where I grew up. Yeah. And where I grew up, it was even smaller, with only about 50 people living there.
So cute.
We were actually there today, remember?
We were. We got to visit your old school, didn't we? Your old secondary school / college, really, which we would say in the UK.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful surroundings, even though it was snowy, wet, and heavy winds.
Oh, thank you.
But it was always very good, very good, very good. So, obviously, now we're here to talk about the first semi-final of the Eurovision Song Contest that just took place. And we had a lovely evening, sat here drinking some Icelandic white ale, some Icelandic gin and ginger and lemon and lime and citrus stuff. And it was delicious. And we also had the most amazing pizza from a stone oven pizzeria. Mm-hmm. Obviously, because the contest is in Italy, what are we going to have?
Pizza!
Yes!
We'll have pizza again on Thursday.
Maybe a pasta.
Spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah. We'll have pasta.
Spaghetti bolognese,
yes. Mm-hmm. In Akere. Mm-hmm. That'll be cool, won't it? Because that's our next trip, which we're going to tomorrow, aren't we? Oh,
if
we get there, because the snow might be a bit tricky. Yes.
I think we'll be okay, judging. I think we should take it slowly, I think, is what we're going to do. Yeah. It's going to be a bit icy on some of the roads. Once we get past the mountain area, it looks all right. Mm-hmm. We're going to Husavik, hopefully, first, and that's where the Eurovision film was. Love Saga?
Yeah, Story of Fire Saga.
Story of Fire.
And we're going to go to the Yaya Ding Dong Bar.
Yes. Oh, we got to, haven't we? Yeah. We've got to get a drink from the bar as well. And they got the Eurovision Museum next door, part of the facility. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be even more exciting.
The Whale Museum, which I'm quite keen on visiting as well, if we have time.
Mm-hmm. That would be fun, yeah.
We love whales. So we saw beluga whales in Vestminat, didn't we? Mm-hmm. And that was great. And lovely, Drifa's daughter, Aldna was showing us around. Yeah, mm-hmm. A hostess with a mostess. She was awesome.
Oh, thank you.
She was. You're so cute. And
she's a credit to you, as is your son.
Oh yeah.
Yes. And your father, Gunni.
And your cats.
Mm-hmm. And your cats, Sokuth and
Bella.
Bella. She's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And yeah, beautiful in Italian as well. Mm-hmm. Of course. Right. So the show tonight. We've got to do highlights. So first, Driffer, mm-hmm. because Rob's finishing his drink. what was your highlight? You know, the main point for you of the whole night of results, performances, etc.
I think it would be because Iceland was participating tonight. That was a highlight for me. And of course that they got through to the finals. Yay!
Out from Iceland.
They did very, very well. And I'm really proud of them. Yeah.
So you should be. I think that was a beautiful performance. Yeah. Really well sung. The lighting, the stage presence they have, the camera angles, everything really worked with that performance. And I'm just so thankful, as I'm sure you are too, that the fact that they were announced third mm-hmm. and not left to the last like they were in the early 2010s.
Yeah, that was really stressful times.
Yeah, that wasn't fair. It wasn't fair. And it wasn't fair on me either, supporting Iceland like I do, mm-hmm. as you know, because it's my favorite Eurovision country. It's true. As I showed on Saturday night, singing Glebenbanken word for word in front of everybody. Yeah.
Well, you did well. Yeah. And my friends were astounded how well you did and how well you knew the lyrics.
Yeah, it was quite awe-inspiring, actually, just to see the reaction as it was just coming out of my mouth. Because I wasn't thinking of it because I was quite tipsy. It was amazing. So, no, great result there. And, yeah, well done, Iceland. They've done it. Roberto, what is your big highlight from the show?
Well, I think Iceland, because I thought that I've loved that song since I first heard it. And I thought that they sang it wonderfully well. The other thing for me would probably be the Netherlands, because that's my second favourite song of the year. And it was blooming well. We were announced last. And I was like... If it doesn't go through, I'm gonna go to Turin tomorrow and actually chop someone's head off. But no, it was brilliant.
It means business, yeah, people.
Yeah. It was really good, and that was the highlight for me. Cause it's a beautiful song, and it just reminds me of a band in the UK called London Grammar, who I love. It's that kind of music. So that was probably one of my highlights. And I think, fun enough, Norway, because that song's grown on me very slowly over the. They give my wolf a banana, and that was a fun song. So I'm pleased that went through. I think, well, we'll get to it in a minute, but I think all the right ones did go through.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. But you cheated and you gave like five different highlights. I didn't even give that to Driffer, and Driffer's our host, Rob. You know, it's rude, a snap of him.
I'm the shy one, remember?
Really?
I don't remember that. But honestly, the show was incredible. It really was. And I felt like the all three of the hosts did an incredible job and weren't that bad at all. Though Laura's makeup differed, don't you think? And I mean, I can't say that as a man, but you could as a woman, I guess. Yeah. You know, it looked very severe.
Yeah, and she looked really angry, the way her makeup was. I think she's a really beautiful woman, and the makeup artist should have done something different.
Oh, I couldn't agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It was, especially the hot eyeliner. Oh my gosh. And then
the hot pink eyeshadow was a bit too much, yeah.
Yeah, it was dark, then bright, then dark again. With her hair and her eyebrows, mm-hmm. and then and then the hot pink, mm-hmm. didn't look good. Anyways, so we'll go through the qualifiers: Switzerland, Armenia, Iceland, Lithuania, Portugal, Norway, Greece, Ukraine, Moldova, and the Netherlands. So, let's go.
Okay, one question, Kieran. What was your highlight?
Oh, thank you. My highlight. Was the performance of Switzerland, Marius Baer. I've always loved that song. I really have done, and I've probably spoke about it a lot on this show many times before, where the song emotes so much emotion, and the fact, you know, there is always that stigma that boys don't cry, mm-hmm. but they actually do. And they should not be afraid to cry, because keeping up emotions, you know, tucked up inside makes you ill for a start. It's very important to let it out. You could always let it out on your own. It doesn't have to be with somebody you care for or somebody who you love. But I think it's very important to let your emotions out. And crying is obviously one of the most the biggest emotions that you can have and admit out, out personally. And the message of the song to me was, is very, very, very emotional towards me. Though some of the lyrics I'm a little bit, I'm not too keen on, like, oh, planes fall from the sky. Mm-hmm. That's not helpful for people who suffer with anxiety of flying. Isn't that right, Roberta Ringtons?
Yeah, that's true.
And Driffa?
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Yeah. You know, it's just, I think they could have used a better lyric than that. Mm-hmm. But they were trying to make a point with those mm-hmm. lyrics, so that's fair enough. Performance was stunning. The camera angles, everything that went on behind Marius's performance, etc., lighting, the LED screens, etc., worked brilliantly. And I'm so chuffed that he was called out first. I thought that was really good. And congratulations on Switzerland qualifying for the third time in a row now. It was 2019, 2021, and now 2022. So, and they've gone through with a song in English, one in French, and now another one in English. So that's great. That's great. So yes, out of the other qualifiers, Driffa, mm-hmm. Which ones stood out for you? Because there's quite a few that really did stand out for all of us.
Yeah, I think I have a soft spot for Portugal in Eurovision, since my half sister grew up in Portugal, and I find that song, and since I heard it first, it's been one of my favorites this year. And I think they did it beautifully, and it hit home.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah, and
It shed a lot of emotion on there, didn't it? And it showed with Maro's performance in there too, that obviously the words really meant mm-hmm. something to her, and meant something to her. She calls it a choir mm-hmm. that are surrounding her. Obviously, the choir have got their backs to the audience. Maro is the face forwarding performer here, because she's the one who really does need to mm-hmm. perform to the audience and show the lyrics off mm-hmm. beautifully. And I love the fact that it's bilingual too, because mm-hmm. I feel like it could get the message across mm-hmm. Quite strongly. Sometimes bilingual songs don't do particularly well at Eurovision, but I think this one has knocked it out of the park, I think, and certainly showed in the qualification. And again, Portugal managing to qualify again for Eurovision, where they struggle for so many years, but they have really found their edge since Salvador mm-hmm. Won, really. Mm-hmm. So, no, I'm chuffed to bits for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this was such a sincere song, and Soldado means missing someone. Mm. And it kind of, she's singing about her grandfather who died. So even though she's singing about her grandfather, I think about my mom, who died almost 13 years ago. Yeah. And lived in Portugal for all those years. So I think it's a really, really beautiful song. But then I also, on a lighter note, the Norwegian song.
Yes.
I love the lyrics. They are so funny. And I love the dancing. And the costumes are quite funny as well.
Yeah.
And it mystifies it a little bit. You're always wondering who's under there.
Yes.
And
that's one of the biggest questions in Norway is, like, who are they underneath? I mean, there have been rumors that, like, one of the lead singers of A1 is the main lead singer who does the most of the singing there. But yeah, that's a great sort of, dare I say, a gimmick for the Norwegians to exploit with this entry and get people talking. But then also, those lyrics are just, and the tune, it's very engaging.
Yeah. And then I think I think all of these songs deserve to qualify. Mm. I think these are the songs that should have qualified from this semifinal.
Yeah.
But I think we have to talk about Ukraine a little bit.
Yes.
They did.
We do.
Yeah, they did really well. I wasn't surprised that they got through because everybody's rooting for them now. Yeah. And even though we've talked about this on this trip, that even though there wouldn't be a war in Ukraine, they still would have qualified because it's such a unique song.
Yeah. I mean, it isn't my cup of tea as a song, I'll be honest, but I think it deserved to go through. Yeah. They sang it well. I think the issue for me with the song was more the rap bit, which doesn't fit in it, I don't think. I love the other bits of it, but if it didn't have the rap bit, for me, it would probably be higher up my list. But I think it deserved to qualify.
Yeah, I think you put it rightly, Rob, earlier this evening, just as we were about to go into the Ukrainian entry performing on the stage, that, you know, with Bosnia-Herzegovina in 2016, with Dean, Anna, Yala and Dalal, you know, that rap added in at the end. I mean, obviously there's more rap in this entry than there is with that Bosnian entry, though there was, it is a little bit jarring.
It's awful. I just think it doesn't make sense why you have a beautiful song with this and then have this rap in it. It's trying to throw too many genres in a song. And I know it's obviously the popular thing to do. Maybe I'm getting old, but to me, it just doesn't work in any kind of nice melodic song to throw a rap in the middle of it. It just sounds odd.
Yeah.
That's my only issue with it, really.
Yeah.
No, I don't, and I can appreciate that. I mean, I don't find the Ukrainian song a beautiful song, as you say, but I sort of see it as a modern song, but with the folk elements into it. Doesn't mean to say that it's not beautiful, but I feel like it's nice and it's good, and it probably would always stand out. I would always have a light on in my heart for Alina Pash, who originally won the Ukrainian national final Vibda this year. Now, I know there was all that problem with Crimea and stuff with her and the reason why she pulled out. Though I feel like if she was performing here, I think she would have won the Eurovision, I think, with that, personally. I think so. I know, but we'll have to wait and see, obviously, on the grand final if you think she could have got through. But I think with the feelings and the motto and all of that, with that song in particular, but obviously she's not here. It's the orchestra here. Kalash Orchestra. So yeah, I congratulations to them, and I'm glad, you know, I think it was a bit cruel putting them towards the end for being announced. You know, build the suspense up, but yeah, I didn't really want to say that. Is there any other highlights for Roberto? What were your highlights of your qualifiers?
I think the
qualifiers, sorry.
Well, apart from the ones I've mentioned, I think the other one I'm really pleased about was Lithuania.
Yes.
Because that was a really nice kind of jazzy kind of lounge song, wasn't it? And I just really liked it. It was different. She sang it very well. She had a good style. The whole song just worked, and her voice worked with the song, and it was just a really well written, well produced song. And it was a credible song as well. You could imagine that being played in kind of, you know, one of those kind of nice kind of bars in the background. It was a really good song, so I'm really pleased that went through. Definitely, I think that deserved to go through. I thought early on I was really hoping that would qualify when it was announced. I think the other one, which I really like, but I know that you two are as keen as Greece, and I think I really like the Greek song, and she sang it. And you both admitted she sang it really well. And
yeah.
Probably
I agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think that was a really, to me, before the before this semi-final, the guaranteed qualifiers probably I thought were Norway, the Netherlands, Ukraine and Greece. Mm-hmm. They were the four that I was like, they're gonna get through. Mm-hmm. And they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I'm probably the most doubtful and sort of like negative person about the Greek entry this year out of all of us, because I don't like the lyrics. The whole die together stuff, to me, I think that's really too dark. It might be meant in a different way, but I feel like you can't die together could be explained in different ways. And I feel like in the world that we're living in at the moment with mental health issues, etc., and maybe I'm going far too deep, but I feel like that is a very awkward subject to talk about and to think about even. I think you should tread very carefully with things like that. And I don't agree with that. I think they should have thought of something else. And plus, to me, it's too melodic. It doesn't really go anywhere because it seems almost on one note. Yes, it does go up a bit, but she's sort of still singing on the same key. And it just has never interested me, I'm afraid. But what do you think about Greece, Drifa?
I wasn't a big fan before tonight, but I think she did it quite well.
Mm.
And she's a great singer.
Yeah.
The staging was all right. I didn't understand all those chairs.
No, me neither.
I think she deserved to qualify,
yeah, she did.
I think there's always songs that you don't necessarily gel with that you think, actually, that deserves to qualify, definitely. Mm-hmm. And I said, to me, the Swiss song is a nice song, but it wasn't one of my favourites, and I find it a little bit dull at times. But he definitely deserved to go through, because he performed the hell out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, actually, regardless of my own personal view on it, it was a really good, he did it really well, and it definitely deserved to go through.
Yeah. No, I accept that, Rob. I really do. Got to mention about Armenia. I felt like Rosalind performed a hell out of that song. She seems like a really genuinely happy girl, and with a great performance. It's nice to see a woman performing on stage who's not necessarily like a sick insect. Is that awful thing for me to say?
Well, no, I said she had a nice hourglass figure. That was a really
It's all in their hips.
That song had a kind of Avril Lavigne, Katie Tunstall kind of vibe to it, which was quite good.
Yeah, I don't see the Avril Lavigne, I see definitely the Katie Tunstall.
No, I think like her earliest Avril Lavigne stuff that would have definitely fitted as an album track on her first album, Let Go.
What, like Complicated?
Ish, yeah, maybe. I think it has a twang, but it was a really good song. It's in my top 10, I think, and my parents really liked it as well when they listened to it.
Oh, hello, parents-in-laws. Hello, hello, hello. Caroline and John from Surrey. No,
they live in Hampshire.
But Hampshire. Still.
They're from Surrey.
What did you think of Armenia, Driva?
I liked it a lot. It has, for me, it a little bit went under the radar until now. But I thought the staging was quite smart.
Yeah.
And I liked that she was wearing clothes.
Yes.
Which makes a change.
Yeah.
Gee, I know, everybody was naked except for her.
it was really good. She did really well.
Yeah, she did really well, and she performed the hell out of that. I loved that, like ripping the bedroom down with all those things, having the various words of the lyrics fly up on the stage and stuff.
There's only have we finished with this one?
Yeah.
We only have one entry to talk left to talk about.
Oh crikey, which one was that?
Moldova.
Ah yes, this is probably one of my favorites going into the contest, and I wasn't disappointed.
Yeah.
Moldova are in my top five. They literally are. I think they're in my fifth place of the whole year, and I don't think that's going to change at all after this, because although Iceland I think are going to go in my top 10 after that performance in particular. I love the song. It was just like, you know, it's just absolutely magical. But Moldova, fun. Yeah. They bring the fun. They're highlighting a very important story of the connection between Moldova and Romania with the trains. And the way that everybody in Moldova travels to Bucharest is on a train generally. And it has a lot of meaning to the Moldovans, of course, because they share a language together as well with the Romanians. So I think it brought the fun. I brought a lot more folk into the contest as well, which we have a little bit of lacking, though then again, the Ukraine have got a lot of folk in their song this year. And Iceland, of course, as well. But... Moldova, just it's fun, it's catchy, it's a chant song type of thing where everybody can sing along to it, really.
And it's different. I mean, it's probably not one of my top ones, it's probably mid-table for me, but it's different. There's nothing else like it, and I think you need that in the contest as well. Do you need something that's going to stand out? And I think the one thing Moldova does generally do well is it does do some quite different songs, like the one, I can't remember what it was called now, With the really interesting dance routine where they had the box and they were all their legs were all
Toredos.
That was brilliant. I mean, I didn't like the song particularly, but I loved the staging.
The staging was amazing.
Yeah. So I think Moldova do that well for such a small country who haven't been in it that long, really, in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, 2005 and Toredos were in 2005 representing Moldova with the Grandmamis, the drummer.
So I think it definitely deserved to go through, and it's different and it's fun. I'm not quite sure I liked what he was wearing, but apart from that, it was good.
No, it wasn't the greatest, because I think he was wearing like Adidas sweatpants, you know, as we say, jogging bottoms in the UK. Mm. What did you think of Moldova, Trevor?
I've liked Moldova, the Moldovan song, since I heard it the first time. It's so much fun. It makes you smile. Yeah. And I have a thing for like folk songs and or ethnic sounds in Eurovision. That's my thing. And I really loved it. I was starting to, you know, a little bit move around while it was playing and smiling the whole time. And I agree with Rob that you need something like this. This is different than any other song in the competition. Yeah, I loved it.
Me too. It is different and it does stand out. And I think it really will stand out when it comes to the Saturday night. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to Moldova as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think, should we talk about the non-qualifiers though? Because I think that's interesting in itself. I think the surprise non-qualifier before
that, the performance. Rob, I'm the host.
before the performance, that was, I think the one that everyone thought was going to qualify was Albania.
Yeah.
But she did not sing it well. No. It was really, really poorly. Yeah. And I think that didn't deserve it. I would have been cross had that gone through because it didn't deserve it. But there were other good songs.
Yeah, exactly. There were so many better songs, obviously, that should have qualified in front of Albania. I think also that she wasn't dressed very well at all. And I think that was one of the big problems going into the contest. I heard about particularly all of the rehearsal footage, etc. How it wasn't going down very well with the press and the media. So I think Albania are going to be pretty hard done by with this. I think they're not going to be particularly impressed necessarily with how this result's gone through. But it's just what happens, isn't it, really, Drifa? Mm-hmm. It all happens with the performance and the vocal, and it was a package that will push you through, but this did not help.
No, I really like the Albanian song. I've liked it since I heard it first. But like you said, the staging wasn't good. There was so much going on in the dancing, and and that had probably cost her the singing and swinging the hair all around and
that was strange.
Yeah,
that gave me a headache.
Yeah.
God,
I'm sad that she didn't do better than she did, but she that performance she didn't deserve to qualify. I'm afraid.
I quite agree. It was a mess. So our next non-qualifier was Latvia. I don't think that was much a surprise for any of us, really, that Latvia didn't qualify.
Ridiculous song.
It was a ridiculous song, ridiculous performance. Well, the performance was actually not too bad. It was very lively, and I thought that might save them. I mean, it'd be interesting when the results come out fully on Sunday morning, how they've gone. But the lyrics, everything, the whole package, I think it was just an absolute mess, wasn't it, Drifa?
Yeah, I didn't like this song even before tonight, so especially because of the lyrics.
Yeah. As a mother, you must be shocked.
A little bit. And, the performance, the guy in the green, he was too enthusiastic, I thought.
Oh, the guy on the piano?
One of the lead singers.
Yeah, he started the song, didn't he?
Yeah. And you know, he was trying to have so much fun. It looked fake. I don't know.
He looked like he was on meth.
Basically. That was my last place of the year, and so I'm pleased because I think that would have annoyed me if it had qualified, because I think it would have taken the spot of a credible song.
Yeah.
I think actually that to me was any song, even the ones that weren't sang very well, should have qualified above it. So, you know.
I'm just glad he didn't say the P word at the beginning of the song because we were worried about
but
that.
But the audience did.
Yes. Bad Italians and various people from different countries. It's not fair, not fair. Number five, Slovenia. Drefa, this was your favourite song of the whole year, wasn't it?
No. It was my least favourite, actually.
I was being sarcastic.
I'm sorry, Slovenia, but...
Yeah, bring back Dalia Švelja and Maria, you know, you know, the ones who can sing.
Yeah, but I didn't like this one.
No.
I'm not going to say much more.
No. LPS, yeah, because you're too diplomatic.
Yeah.
Oh, Rob, Slovenia.
I've never minded this song. It's never lit my fire, but it's nothing offensive.
Oh, well, Young did, didn't he?
Yes, but I think that the lead singer isn't actually hasn't got a particularly strong voice, and I think it's more the song's a bit quirky that probably pulled it through the Slovenian national final. But no,
I think it was also the story of going through the EMA, the young independent group of singers who have never made it nationally prominence to get into the national final, that helped pull it through. So there was that whole story pushing them through to the final. Oh, you didn't know, sorry darling. But yeah, that's how it happened. Okay, yeah, but I'm with you, both of you. Just didn't work at all, and the song was too quirky and weird, I think. Oh, we move on to Bulgaria, number seven. Bulgaria, one of the powerhouses of Eurovision, have been since 2016. Fallen flat on their face this year. Intelligent Music Project with Intention. do you think it was very intelligent to have this entry for Bulgaria this year, Drifa?
No, not really. It was old-fashioned. They did perform it quite well.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
Yeah,
that's definitely.
But it was old-fashioned and boring. Actually.
Boring. It was boring, and you're being stuck between the Ukraine and Netherlands. Mm-hmm. I think it just showed them up with the class of both of these entries, and the appeal of both of these entries just sort of made Bulgaria look quite amateurish. I thought.
I don't think I have anything else to add. Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, dear. We move now on to song number 11, Croatia. Now, oh, God, Croatia have now missed Eurovision Grand Finals every year since 2017 with Jacques Hudek and my something or other. What was it? My something.
My Dreadful Song?
Yeah, it could be. Well, for you it would be, yeah. But that basically explains it all, really, doesn't it? Because I don't remember it. I haven't heard of it ages, though. Yes, so Maya did not go through with Guilty Pleasure. I don't think she was dressed well, because she was wearing hot pink, too. And I was like, well, hot pink seems to be quite in this year. I don't know why, but fair enough. Song was just very bland, I thought. I quite liked it, you know, when I'm listening to it on stereo, but the live performances have not really sort of like listened it up for me. I don't know if it's just my bias towards Croatia, the fact that I really want them to qualify, because they were the you know, the strongest part of the Yugoslavian entries, or the Croatian part, singers and the song in the and back in the 80s and 70s and etc. But Drifa, do you have any words on Croatia?
No, I quite agree with you. The only thing for this performance was when she started singing in Croatian. I liked that part.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't heard it like that before.
No, me neither.
I had only heard it in English. But I thought the lyrics, the English lyrics were boring. She's an okay singer, but the staging wasn't catching your eye, and the dress I didn't think fit the song. No. Rob actually pointed that out to us first.
He did. Round of applause for Rob.
It just. I think the dress looked odd, actually. Mm-hmm. But I quite like the song. I mean, the song is one of like an album track. Of a that someone probably wouldn't release, obviously. But it was okay. But no, I think I'm not surprised it didn't qualify.
Yeah, same here too. The performance was just really quite naff, I'm afraid. And it was like a cold blue in the background, and that doesn't really stand out. Not really when there's something, you know, when you're wearing hot pink and then the blokes behind with her were wearing their colours. So, yeah. Anyway, moving on to Denmark. Denmark missing Eurovision grand final again. They haven't been in since 2019 with Leona. Love is forever, which I loved.
That shouldn't have qualified, should it, in the end?
Technically, no, it shouldn't, because the Belarusian jury messed up. So long, Belarus. and it would have been Lithuania qualifying instead of Denmark that year with Just, with Run with the Lion, Run with the Lions, wasn't it? Yes, or Run with the Wolves. No, Run with the Lions. Yeah, it was the Lions that year. So, ready with the show. Now, when it first came out and it was selected, I loved it. And I had it in my top three. But slowly but surely over the months, it's gone down, down and down my rankings. And I think it probably showed tonight as well that the song's a bit old-fashioned. And even though the girls were really energetic and could sing very well, I don't think the song was up to par.
I agree. And also the way they were dressed, they were so similar to Måneskin.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But even I didn't follow the Grand Prix fully this year. Mm. But there was another one that I would have, another band that I would rather have had on the Eurovision, which is, sorry Rob, a rap band called Full Effect.
Full Effect.
Young guys, rapper, and I even have them on my running playlist.
Oh, Triffa's running playlist.
Yeah.
After the Puffin run on Saturday.
Yeah. So they were my favorite for this year.
Yeah.
So I think I agree with you. It was old fashioned. They did it quite well, and they were lively on stage and everything. But
yeah. My favorite in Dance Melody Grand Prix this year was it was this single soloist man singing a song in Danish. Mm. I'll have to find it for you and play it for you while we're going around the country. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Reddy weren't my particular favourites. Roberto, Denmark?
I like this song. I mean, I wouldn't have been surprised if it had qualified. They sang it well.
Yeah.
And it's not a bad song. But again, it wasn't one that shouted at me as a guaranteed qualifier at all. And it was a bit old-fashioned, yeah. But I think I felt a bit sorry for them, because I think they possibly, as the ones that didn't qualify, they probably sang the best out of that group, and you know, they performed it very well.
Yeah.
So they should be proud of themselves.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They did sing it well.
Yeah.
So that's a good point. We move now on to a country that did not sing very well at all, and they're our final non-qualifier, which is the Austrian entry. Mm-hmm. Halo. Now, obviously, Rob, you weren't a particular fan of the song beforehand. Me and Drifa particularly are, though we could see that she was not singing very well live, and she was even nervous or overexcited. Not too sure, it could be either or. But this song was just, even though the performance and the stage looked amazing, yeah, she appeared, I'm afraid, sang really badly on the night, didn't she?
Yes, I mean, as I said, to me, this has always, to me, just felt like a bit of a cheap pop song. Like, there isn't anything about it. It was just a...
Rude.
Sorry, it just was. A cheap pop song, wasn't anything about it. And, to me, it wasn't very well written. It wasn't a very good song at all. She sang it really poorly, bless her. I think she might be nervous or whatever, but she didn't hit the tune at all. Mm. And I just don't think it was actually... I don't think it was staged well. And I don't know. And I don't think it... And I don't think there was... I think it was one of the weakest ones of the night, sorry.
Oh.
I never got the hype about this song at all. It was
really high in the betting odds before the rehearsals, and I was like, I don't think people really understand how this Austrian acts have performed together, because it's been pretty much singing live has been something which isn't something that they do very often. So I think that exposed them in this performance, don't you think?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I just said it wasn't. Yeah. I just think the whole package wasn't there for Austria this year. So sorry.
No, fair enough. And Drifa, do you have sort of like the same sort of thoughts about that?
Yeah, it wasn't well performed. I, however, liked the song before, and it has gone on my running playlist.
The All Famous Painless, the puffin list, I call it.
Yeah. So it's a good song. It's a dance tune, and like a club song. There's nothing special about it, though. No. And the performance wasn't really good. And the staging, maybe it was a fail, but I thought like their dress and their demeanor was quite cool.
Yeah,
I like the red hair.
I like the red hair, yeah. Though I wasn't too sure of the pigtails.
Yeah.
I think that's very 1990s.
But I'm sad to say that she didn't do it. Maybe she was, like you said, Rob, she was nervous, or she didn't hear it properly on the monitors, or something like that. But
she almost sounded relieved when she was coming off the stage and saying, "Thank you, Europe. Grazie, yeah. Italia."
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think that's Austria's weakest song, I think, for years.
Yeah.
Even last year, they didn't qualify with Amen, which I was really surprised about. Listening to that, yeah. I wasn't a huge fan. It was almost the reverse. I wasn't a massive fan of that song either until I saw it live.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, my God, that guy can sing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a travesty he didn't qualify. Yeah. That, to me, is their weakest song since way before Conchita.
Really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So did you quite like Panda with You in 2019?
I can't remember what that was now.
See, yeah, there we are. Okay.
I can't remember either.
Oh, no.
Go on, sing it to us then.
You. And that was about
all right.
No. I think it came like bottom one of the last two or three of the night. Yeah, anyways. Right, so that was our reviews of the actual entries of this year's first semi-final of Eurovision 2022. Lastly, before we go, we have to talk to you, Drifa, and maybe you, Rob, if you're Luis as well, particularly for you, Drifa, in the fact about we got to see Diodato perform Fai Amore.
That was my absolute favourite. And
of the whole night?
Yeah.
Yeah, aww.
And I think it would have won.
That's coming from an Icelander, you
yeah.
lot.
I think, yeah, I okay, if Davi wouldn't have won, which he should have.
Yeah.
But Italy that year was my favourite, and I think it would have been like the dark horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that too.
I know it's anthemic for the Italians, because I know that during the first lockdown in 2020, that was played everywhere and people were singing it from their balconies. I know there was it's quite an important song for Italy, I think, as well, which makes it very special. But can I just put out there, as I said earlier on, I think they should do a special Eurovision show with all the songs from 2020 being sung live.
Mm-hmm.
That would be amazing.
I'm actually surprised that they didn't do anything like that during the summer of last year.
Yeah, yeah.
Seeing as like we're all coming out of lockdowns and stuff, then I think it made pure sense to have that one to all the countries and the entrants that couldn't make it to 2021, at least, maybe.
Be a bid to host it and then just go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. I quite agree. But Diodato, yes, I'm with you, Trevor. Mm-hmm. I think it was a very strong song. I think it definitely would have at least come in the top three of the 2020 contest. Mm-hmm. If it took place, it's one of the stronger ones there on that night, with all of those. And I think it's a shame, but I'm chuffed with that performance. That was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. It
was really good, and it's lovely to have him behind the piano and then his voice singing.
His voice is amazing.
Yeah,
it is, isn't it? It put a lot of the entrance this evening to shame, didn't it? I mean, comparing Diodato to, say, Pia from Austria.
Yeah.
Or, dare I say it, Renita from Albania. Oh. Right, okay. So, as I say, we've got our qualifications. We've got Lithuania, Switzerland, Ukraine, the Netherlands, Moldova, Portugal, Iceland, Greece, Norway, and Armenia. Woo! So, join us on Thursday evening when we will have another reaction to the second semi-final, this time of the 2022 Eurovision Song Contest, where we'll have Ivolo as an interval act, and Mika and Laura Prosini will have a duet, which I'm hoping they will sing duet for Norway 1994, but they probably won't. Anyways, that's a little of a bit of a nostalgic type of reference for you guys. Right, so Drifa, would you like to say thank you and good night in Icelandic for us?
Takk fyrir og góða nótt.
Oh, takk fyrir. And Rob, did you want to say goodbye?
Au revoir.
Yeah, because he's French, obviously.
Ciao.
Ciao, bambinos. Arrivederci.
Singing competition. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.